Kenosha County, Donald Trump brought help, Joe Biden visit was waste of time. By Kyle Olson on September 6, 2020. A member of the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors told the Kyle Olson Show that President Trump brought help with him to the community this week, while Joe Biden just talked. Supervisor Amy Maurer, and several other supervisors, wrote Trump a letter asking him not to cancel his visit to the area, despite demands by Governor Tony Evers, D, and the NAACP. "I don't care who comes as long as they bring help," she said. The Trump administration is providing $41 million in emergency funding to hire more police officers and provide support to victims affected by recent violence, NBC 15 reported. Maurer said $1 million would go to the Downtown Kenosha Association to help the 30-plus businesses hit by rioting, looting, and arson get back on their feet. "I don't think Joe Biden brought any help. This was a campaign stop for him," she told the Kyle Olson Show. "For Joe Biden to come, it was kind of a waste of time, in my opinion," she said. Maurer said many of the arrests in Kenosha were of people who do not reside in the county. She said there were 175 arrests from August 23 to 30 and 110 of the individuals were from outside of Kenosha County. Maurer, who lives in the northern part of the county, said she witnessed a caravan of rioters coming from the Milwaukee area. Law enforcement had closed the Kenosha exits from I-94, forcing the agitators to take state highways. She estimated there were at least 70 vehicles traveling together. She said she could tell they were together because their license plates were concealed. They had their hazard lights on, and they were hanging out of the windows. Maurer noted vehicles with Oregon and Washington plates were filling multiple containers at a gas station. Gasoline had been used in previous nights, almost as bombs. They would light them on fire and throw them, she told the Kyle Olson Show. Maurer said it was not until there was an overwhelming force of federal and Wisconsin-based law enforcement showing up that the violence was quelled. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.